From Edinburgh, Texas.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Acevedo. I'm the Mariachi Director at the University of Texas in San Antonio. I'm excited to be here and to listen to y'all perform. Good luck, and we'll see you on the other side.
During the performance, thank you again for your attendance. Please join me in welcoming Barrientes Middle School, Mariachi Azteca Roja.
Director, I really liked how you encouraged your students and said have fun, because that's what it is at the end. If they can have fun, it's going to sound great. All right, so nice big opening. Trumpets, I would say, right now it sounds like you were just playing your brains out. So when you do that, your tongue starts getting a little bit thick, right? And so for Son Jalisciense, right, you want... Right, you want a little bit more picadito. It's just going to help you stylistically, but that's, you know, you have the power, which is great. Also, if you're singing coro, sing into the mic. If you need to adjust the mic to sing to it, or go down to it. But yeah, because if you don't sing into the mic, we can't hear. Yeah, so nice, stylistically violin sounds. Trumpets, I want you a lot shorter. You have everything. Now, these are all the details that are going to take you to that next step. Harmonia, do we have any dynamic contrast there? Because you played the intro as loud as you played the verse, as loud as you played the chorus. I would like some contrast just to make it more different throughout, you know, the song. You don't want it just to sound the same level. Hey, you gotta feel that wave right there. Yeah, guitarrón, I like what you're doing. Really well in tune violins. You end, you're ending together, which is something that middle school students struggle with, is that bow hand, right? You want to make sure that you're moving all the way. When all the other violin players stop, you stop, right? Mariachi is a very visual ensemble, so I can see the bowings, I can see all that, and you want to make sure that you're together, and you guys are doing well with that. Vocalists also, yeah, God, right? If you close your mouth, you're not going to project. Yeah, God, you got to open it up. Watch the vowels that come before so you can place all those pitches in the right spot in your mouth. I like that the harmonia looks like they're having fun. Yeah, see, so trumpets right there. Like, you have the power. Nice ending. You have the power. Right, but you also want, with that power, you got to control it. And I think that's a lot of technical. When you start tonguing, you got to practice the short tonguing, so that you don't let it get too bloody. Nice and tuning octaves, trumpets. Nice arrangement too. I did middle school for 13 years. And great job on the director. There's specific spots that, especially like when you're, you know, everyone wants to do, I want to do Cascabel, but there's specific spots that are a challenge that you can adjust where they're still sounding great, but it's also putting your students at the best, their best foot forward. Right here, so into the microphone. Because I don't know if you're singing together. I can't hear half of you. And I know that it might be an audio part, but just always get close to the mic for it, unless you're unsure of your pitches.
Para que jugara con él allá por la madrugada.
Tut-tut-tut. My trumpet's short. Tut-tut-tut. Tut-tut-tut. Or whatever it is. All right, nice little combo. Nice job, Vihuela. Nice there at the end. Trumpets, here's where that articulation is going to help you stay in time, where your tongue doesn't get so heavy. See, it's getting heavier, which means it gets slower. Yeah, but nice power. You have the power. Harmonia, there could be some dynamic contrast here, right? With the soloist, get soft. So you can hear. And then when everyone comes in, you bring up the volume. I like that little part. I've never heard that. So here we have to listen, Harmonia. Right, listen to the violins, soloist. Because he was a little bit ahead or behind. And I like the style of the violin players, how you're kind of you're using your wrist, right? You always want to use your wrist. You are going to use your elbow to some extent, but don't lead with the elbow. Harmonia, I am, because there's a lot of you, so I'm noticing your what I call the chuck, right? Some of you guys are doing it at different speeds, not speeds, but the chuck could be a little bit more crisper without the entire section. Yeah, see, nice vibrato vocalist. I could use a lot more. And I don't know if there's a harmony here, but. See, like that volume, that's what I want. Like, you could have done that a little bit more throughout the song, that would have been even better. But nice vocals, nice vibrato, really well-rehearsed group. That's great stuff. Yeah, congratulations. That was really well. Congratulations, directors. Just really good stuff. Trumpets, technical stuff, right? A lot of the technical stuff. You have the power. You have the tone. Now let's add a little bit of the vibrato. Let's add more of the staccato into it. Violins, I mean, that was some really good stylistically correct choices. Arrangements were good. Just really good. So it's great to come listen to that. Keep working, keep practicing. And congratulations again to you and the director for a great year. I know you guys work really, really, really hard. So, yes, congratulations.